For about 25 years, an expanse of coastal waters from the Golden Gate north to Sonoma County has been protected as part of a pair of marine sanctuaries. Late last year, a long-sought proposal to expand them further north won congressional approval.
There's been a proposal to expand Gulf of the Farallones Marine Sanctuary right outside of San Francisco, as well as Cordell Bank Marine Sanctuary, which is off Bodega. And those northern waters would extend, if sanctuaries became expanded, a little bit north of Point Arena.
Mary Jane Schramm, a spokeswoman for the Gulf of the Farallones National Marine Sanctuary, adds that the meetings this week in Point Arena and Gualala are meant to gather public input on the final details of the proposed expansions and the protections they would incorporate.
Some of the protections that are in place for the existing two sanctuaries include protection from oil drilling and oil exploration. We have prohibitions on ocean dumping and damaging the seafloor habitats. What we're trying to do is maintain a healthy ocean ecosystem and protect some of the most nutrient-rich waters on the entire west coast of North America.
But from that list, there is one issue that looms larger than all the others, adds Richard Charter, a longtime advocate for coastal protection, now a policy advisor for Defenders of Wildlife.
When this process is completed, which will take 18 to 24 months and then conclude with what is called the final rulemaking, it will mean a permanent ban on offshore drilling in those waters. This has been sought by virtually every member of Congress, every U.S. senator, every state legislature from this district and every governor in the last roughly three decades. So it took a while of leaning on the door, but finally it looks like we're going to get what people have been asking for.
It's a very popular position among Sonoma County and its coastal residents. That was abundantly clear, Charter says, at the first of the three local hearings on the sanctuary expansions held in Bodega Bay 2 weeks ago.
It was basically a love fest. There was no one there that did not support it. Efren Carrillo, our county supervisor, arrived with a unanimous resolution from the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors in support, and he referred to the hearing in Bodega Bay as a celebration, so it could not have gone more smoothly.
Although Charter might prefer even larger protections,
if it was my choice, I would probably extend this all the way to Ketchikan.
He's satisfied with the boundaries as proposed, and credits retiring Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey's perseverance in getting them set.
She began working on this from her very first term. Initially, her goal was to extend the northern boundary of the marine sanctuaries northward from Bodega Head up to the Walla River, because that was the extent of her congressional district. However, Mike Thompson supported this as well, so they took it up to Alder Creek, just north of Point Arena.
The hearings this week are tonight at Point Arena High School and tomorrow at the Gualala Community Center, both beginning at 6 p.m. And while the comments will be part of the public record as the administration of the expanded sanctuaries moves forward, Charter notes that politically, this is a done deal.
There will not be congressional action needed.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.